السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Okay, who are the tickling volunteers? You want to be tickled? But you know, for you, I don't tickle you. I do something else. For you, it is I play with you. Who is the tickling volunteer today? Who is? And who is the tickling volunteers for today? Okay, I'll ask you to do something. If you do it, no tickling. What? How many lights are up there? All right. Who knows where we stopped last time? At what part of the story? The golden container. Yeah. The golden container that they used to measure the wheat with, this golden container, was Prophet Yusuf put it where? That's right. He put it in. Benjamin's stock, right? And Benjamin load. And then, when he puts it in Benjamin load, what happened? He sent to the soldiers after the caravan that has the 10 brothers and Benjamin.
You guys are thieves!
What?
We're not thieves.
You know who we are? You know who are you talking to? We are the children of Prophet Jacob. We're not thieves. What are you talking about? We are good people. We have high manners. We're not thieves. Are we? Are we thieves? No. You guys are thieves. We are missing the golden container of the king. Wow, no golden container. Did you see the golden container? No, I didn't see it. Did you see it? Did you see the golden container? No, nobody saw it. Did you take it? No. What are you guys talking about?
Don't play these games on us.
The golden container is missing? Okay. Alright, we take a break until everybody listens. Okay. All right, everyone's listening. Yeah, everybody's a good. Sara and Nina. Okay. You guys. Okay. All right, over here. You are the troublemaker. Okay. All right. Huh? He has a long hair, right? You have a long hair? No. Okay. All right. So they started searching their stuff, right? And then Prophet Yusuf said, "You guys stole it.
We didn't steal it. No, you guys stole it. No, we didn't steal it.
Nobody has been around here except you since the container is missing, right?
Yes,
but we didn't take it. Okay, guys. All right. What happens if I start searching you and I find it? What happens? Sit down. If I start searching you and I find it. Okay. The one who you find stole the golden container gets the regular punishment. And what was this regular punishment? Yes, that's right, he said. Slavery. Go ahead. Yeah, we're continuing. Alright, so he started searching. He started by the load of which one first? The oldest. And then he looked. There was nothing there. The oldest said,
"See, I told you, we're not thieves."
He said, "Just stay quiet. Let's search the second one." They searched the second one? Huh? Did they find it? No. Told you, we're not thieves. Just stay quiet. Third one. They searched the third one. Did they find it?
No.
No. Told you, we're not thieves. They searched the fourth, the fifth. And every time they search somebody, do they find anything?
No.
And at the end, what happens? They find that when they don't find anything, they feel proud. So, finally, when all ten of them, when all the ten boys, the bad boys, the ones that are not, but are the half-brothers of Prophet Yusuf, when they all searched, they found it at nobody. They found it at what?
Nobody.
They said so, Rashid. I told you, we're not thieves. We are the kids of Prophet Yaqub. We have high moral standards. Okay? And now he said, okay, one more left before you guys brag on me. One more guy left. You, Lord, is left. They searched the Lord, and they searched the stuff. They searched everywhere, and finally, they found it where? In which guy? Benjamin. Ah. And you guys tell us that you're not thieves and you are the children of a prophet? You are a gang. Here we go. This is the golden container. Oh, yeah? All the ten brothers, what was the reaction of the ten brothers? Looked at each other and said, Benjamin did it? Benjamin? Oh, no way. Benjamin's the one who did it? Oh, Benjamin? No way. And then, yeah, you, Benjamin, you are just a little thief, such as your lost brother. Such as your what?
Lost brother.
Who was the lost brother? Yusuf. So, you, the lost brother was Yusuf, and he felt what? Prophet Yusuf felt what when he heard that? Felt bad. Because, so he got what? He got upset. But he what? He said, what are you guys talking about? Yeah, his young brother was a little tiny thief. He used to steal our shares from our parents. Really? Yeah, he was a bad guy. Really, you was a bad guy? Yeah. And they are talking about who? Prophet Yusuf. He said, okay. But take this man into custody. They took Benjamin. And they say, oh yeah, he deserved it. But then they remembered the oath that they gave to who? Their father.
Wait a minute. What are we going to say to our father when we go back? Our father is going to ask us and say, where is Benjamin? What are we going to answer and say? Where is Benjamin? Where is Benjamin? Then they said, because we gave oath to our father, we need somebody to volunteer to be caught in, to be taken into custody instead of who?
Benjamin. Who volunteers? The oldest guy said, yes, I volunteer. I go into custody, and instead of who? Sit down. Sarah and Dina, sit down. I don't want to keep saying that. Okay? Got it? So they said, oh, Prophet Yusuf said, what was the reaction? Sit down. What was the reaction of Prophet Yusuf when this happened? What was his reaction? Did he say, yes, it's a good idea, I'll take you old guy instead of the young guy? No. He said, what do you think I am? What do you think I am? A bad guy? How could you think that I'm going to let the criminal go and catch the innocent guy? How could you think that? How dare you to think that way? Would I let the criminal go and catch the good guy? How could you think that way? This will never ever happen. This will never ever what?
Happen.
So, this will never ever what?
Happen.
You were not talker. Come here. Don't sit on the back. Come here, sit here. Good job. Okay. Here. Good job. Okay. So, we are going to take Benjamin and take nobody other than Benjamin.
They say, please, we beg of you, we beg of you, take one of us instead of who? Benjamin. He said, no, I am not taking anybody except Benjamin. And he took Benjamin. The guys started crying and panicking. But what are we going to say to Father? I don't care. Say the truth. But we give an oath to our Father, we never go back without Benjamin. We never go back without
Benjamin.
Without
Benjamin.
Sit down.
Alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sit down. Salam. Salam. You need to sit.
More.
Good job. All right. So here we go. He took Benjamin into custody.
And the guys are crying. They want what? They want what?
Benjamin.
And who goes in instead of Benjamin?
Older brother.
He said, no way. They kept crying. What are we going to say to Father? What are we going to say to Father? Yusuf got annoyed, so he said, guards, can I get water? Guards, take them and escort them out. Guards, do what? Guards, escort them out. So the guards took them out and they kicked them out of the place and they told them, don't you ever come back. Don't you ever come back. Alhamdulillah. Don't you ever what?
Come back.
They said, oh, they stayed outside crying and thinking what to do. The old one camped. The old one what? And he said, I am not going anywhere and I am not going to be able to face my father. You guys go back. I'm staying here until I find out what to do about Benjamin. But I am not leaving Benjamin alone and going back. And he camped outside waiting to do something about Benjamin. That's right, waiting to do something about Benjamin. Now, they went back to Prophet Yaqub and told him that Benjamin is stolen. And he was taken into the prison, into custody, because he did steal. Prophet Yaqub, did he believe them? He said, yeah, why am I so surprised? Of course I expected this to happen. Didn't you guys do this before to his brother Yusuf? Is it another wolf? Is it another kind and nice wolf who's going to take his off before eating him? Is it one of those nice... You know the story about taking the shirt of Yusuf off before eating Yusuf? Yes? Yeah? Because when they took the shirt of Yusuf to get it wet in blood, they didn't tear the shirt. They just took the shirt like that. So when they took the shirt back to the father, the shirt wasn't torn. So the father said, wow, this wolf is a very nice and kind wolf. The wolf said to Prophet Yusuf, excuse me, Yusuf, can I take off your shirt, please, so that I can eat you? He peels his shirt off like a banana. Take off the shirt and then and eat him. And that, of course, didn't make any sense. So he said, is that one of the shirts? Is that one of the wolves that is so nice to take off a shirt before eating? They said, huh? No.
That is a true story. He stole. You didn't teach him manners. He said, my son, if I didn't teach anybody manners, it's not Benjamin. It is who? You that are the ones I didn't teach manners. Oh, Yusuf. Yusuf, Benjamin. And he kept crying non-stop until his eye pupil washed away, became white, and he became blind. You are going to kill yourself, of course. Yusuf and Benjamin. My good children, the good ones are gone, and the bad ones are what?
Still here.
My two good ones are gone, and my 10 bad ones are still here. And he's going to stop crying. So, when they saw that Yaqub is dying, crying to death, he's crying to what? Death. And he's dying slowly, slowly, slowly. What did they decide to do? They decided to go back, mashallah, good job. They decided to go back and start and try again to get Yusuf out of the custody. So they went back to the brother to get Benjamin. Good job, thank you. So they went back. Somebody is paying attention. So they went back to Benjamin. He went back to Yusuf and they started to beg him again. Please, our father is killing himself over Yusuf. If you don't believe us, send a soldier. I'm sorry, thank you. Our father is killing himself over Benjamin. If you don't believe us, send a soldier with us to talk to his father. And you will see that his father is crying and dying because you took his son. You have a kind heart. How could you let something like this happen? And they testified and say, yeah, you have a kind heart. How could you let something like this happen? And the third one, yeah, you have a kind heart. How could you let something like this happen? And the fourth one,
yeah, you have a kind heart. How could you let something like this happen?
And the fifth one,
yeah, you have a kind heart.
The sixth one,
yeah, you have a kind heart.
You have a kind heart.
Yeah, I have a kind heart.
Yeah, you have a kind heart.
Prophet Yusuf, looking at them like this. And he's saying, speaking of the kind heart. Speaking of the what? Kind heart. What kind of hearts you guys have? Is it a kind heart or what?
They said, we have kind hearts, of course. Right? Right, yes. The 10 guys. Right.
Yeah, we have kind heart. Where were these kind hearts when you took your little brother Yusuf and you dumped him in the well?
Everybody was like, huh? Huh? Took the little brother Yusuf and dumped him in the well? Huh? How did he get to know? Nobody else knows except us and Yusuf. Huh? You are Yusuf! Yes, you are Yusuf!
He said, oh yes, took you so long to recognize your little brother that you dumped in the well. 40 years ago. How long ago?
40 years.
40 years ago. Took you that long. Huh? Yes, I am Yusuf.
Forgive us, our brother. Forgive us, please. Please forgive us, please. We kiss your hand. Please forgive us, please. Please forgive us.
All 10 of them, okay, all 10 of them surrounded him up and they started kissing his hands and his head and his back and his side and his arms. They surrounded him. 10 guys trying to hug who? One guy. Because at that point, if I want to have a brother, I want this brother to be the one who's in control of the food. Right? That is the best brother to have when you're what? When you're so hungry and it is drought and there is no food around. If there's no food around, so who is your best brother? The one who has the key for the food, huh? Storage what? Place. You got it? Not to mention that, of course, he is in charge. He has the soldiers. He has the upper hand. He is the master of the place. He's the master of the what? Place. Huh. Now. Huh. Okay. Come back. Your father is about to kill himself over you and your brother Benjamin. He said, I won't be able to go back. I won't be able to do what? Why? Because he is doing a serious task, which is giving the food, dispensing the food. He said, I won't be able to go back, but here is what I want you to do. Here's my shirt. And he took off his shirt. And he said, all you need to do is take this shirt to your father and... No, just cover his head with the shirt. Throw the shirt on his head. That's all what you have to do. You don't have to do anything. When you do this, he will come back to be able to see. He will come back. Right now, the father is officially what?
Blind.
When he does that, he will come back to be able to what? See you. And then what you do is you bring all your family. Bring all your family. Your children, your grandchildren, your wives, your everybody moves to this land to live with me. Where? In Egypt. In this land. You got it? So they said, okay. Then they went back and they brought everybody. Before they bring everybody and tell everybody, they took the shirt. They took the what? Can I take the shirt? Yeah. They took the shirt and let's say who is Prophet Yaqub. You are Prophet Yaqub. So they took the shirt. Now cry. Cry. Oh, and he's unable to see. Then they put it like this. As soon as they put it like that, Prophet Yaqub is saying, I smell, hey guys, I smell Yusuf. I smell who? Yusuf. Guys, I smell Yusuf. The other ones who were sitting around him, the ones who didn't know about the story, they started ridiculing him. Oh yeah, you have got insane. You have done what? Insane. You keep thinking about Yusuf and Benjamin until your brain becomes what? Washed away. You became insane. Yusuf is lost 40 years ago. Hello? Yusuf is gone how long? 40 years ago. There is nothing called Yusuf anymore. Wake up. He said, I swear by Allah, I am smelling Yusuf. Yes, that's Yusuf. And then, when they dumped the shirt on him, he took the shirt and said, yes, that is Yusuf. Yes, Yusuf. Aha, started seeing. I want to look at Yusuf. I want to look at Yusuf. Oh my God, our grandfather, you can see again everybody around jumping on him. Our grandfather, finally you can see. Finally. Ooh. And then, the guy who brought the shirt, he said, I have news for you, Uncle Jacob. He said, what is the news? I can smell Yusuf. Tell me. I can't wait. Tell me. He said, Yusuf is well and alive, and he is a king and a big master. He's a big master, and he's in control of the food, and he wants you and all the big, huge family of the children of Yaqub, of the children of who?
Yaqub's
name is Israel. So Israel is Yaqub, and Yaqub is Israel, which is Jacob. Jacob is Israel, Israel is Jacob. Got it? So they are called the children of Israel. So he said, and he wants all the children of Israel to come Woo! Yeah. He wants all the children of Israel to come and live in Egypt. Yes, guys, let's move, let's all back. They all went. You know, imagine, 10 boys. Each one of the 10 boys is married. Each one of the 10 boys is married to a wife, and each family has more than 10 kids. So imagine how many. Over 100 or something. Okay? They all moved in a big, huge caravan. And they took the train. They took the what? Sit down. They took the train where? To Egypt, right? Oh, they took United Airlines, right? Oh, I'm sorry. What did they take to go to Egypt at that time? Oh, the camel. Yeah, I'm sorry. They took the Camel Airlines, right? No Camel Airlines? Oh, Caravan Airlines. I'm sorry. Okay. And then sit down in the sweeties. And then what happened? And then what happened? They arrived to Egypt. Remember, the whole story started by Yusuf seeing a dream. What was that dream? My father. No. This is the king's dream.
He saw the sun and the moon of Valley Delta.
He saw the whole story started at the very beginning by Yusuf telling his father, my father, when he was a little young boy with his father. He said, my father, I saw a strange dream. He said, what is that dream, Yusuf? He said, in the dream, I saw the sun, the moon, and 11 stars. The sun and the moon and what? 11 stars. They come to me. The sun comes. Right next to the sun, there is the what? The moon. And there are 11 stars behind. And they all stand by me like this. And they all bow down like this. Like this. You imagine? The sun and the moon and how many stars? 11 stars. So, his father told him, keep the story a secret and don't tell it to anybody. For that means you are the best among us. For that means you are the what? Best among us. That will make them more jealous of you. So don't tell this story to anybody. Don't tell the story to anybody. Don't you tell the story to anybody. Keep it as a secret. Now, as soon as they came to Egypt, guess what was the first thing they did when they come to Egypt? They went to Yusuf, and father came first, mother with him, which is the stepmom, all the 11 brothers, because he released Jacob to join them, they all came to him away.
Benjamin!
Takbir, good job! They released Benjamin to be with them. They all went, and they all stood, and they all, that was the greeting in the old days. In Islam, do we greet somebody by bowing down? Can I greet you by bowing down like this? That's right. In Islam, it is haram to greet somebody by this way. Before, it was okay to greet somebody with what? Bowing down like this. But now, the Prophet ﷺ said, no bowing to other than Allah. So no bowing like this to other than who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they bowed him like that. Prophet Yusuf started crying and he said, my father, wasn't that the dream that I saw when I was a child? He said, yes, this was the dream that you saw when you were a child. Now the 7 years are gone, are passed by. Everybody is so grateful to Prophet Yusuf that they saved, he saved them out of the drought. And Prophet Yusuf now have done his job. The children of Israel are now safe in where? Egypt. They enjoy full respect. They enjoy what? Full respect. Who was ruling Egypt at that time? Who was ruling? Huh? No, not King Tut. No. The pharaohs were not ruling Egypt at that time. The ones that were ruling Egypt were the tribe called the Hyksos. The tribe was called what? Hyksos. And the head of the state was called king wasn't called what? Wasn't called Pharaoh. And that's why when you read the Quran, when the story of Prophet Yusuf comes, Yusuf, it says Yusuf and sit down yourself. Sit down, you're moving too much. The story of the king and Yusuf, not the story of the Pharaoh and Yusuf. So it is the king and Yusuf. Alright? Now when we move on to the next story, it will be the Pharaohs and Yusuf. What happened was that the children of Israel settled in Egypt. What happened to Prophet Yusuf after that? He said, Ya Allah, I've completed my job. Take me to you as a Muslim. And make me join the righteous people you love in Jannah. And Allah took him away, took his life away, took his life what?
Away.
Allah took his life away. Oh, you are coming right here. Allah took his life what? Away, and Prophet Yusuf died. Now the children of Israel, either respected in Egypt or not respected?
Yes.
Respected. Pay attention on what will happen next. Then the Hyksos get invaded by the army of the Pharaohs. By the army of the what? Pharaohs. They defeat them. And the army of the Pharaohs take over Egypt. As soon as they take over Egypt, guess what they do to the children of Israel? They take them as slaves. All of them. So they said, those are the children of Israel. How many tribes they were? How many? 12 tribes. Each tribe is coming from one brother. So how many tribes? 12 tribes for? 12 brothers. 12 tribes for what? Yes, and Yusuf. Yeah, well. Okay, his kids are still there. 12 tribes. So the Egyptians came and start taking the children of Israel as slaves. And they would work them to death. They put them into working camps. They make them build pyramids. And they make them build big, huge homes. And very, very high, tall needles. Like, did you see the Space Needle in Seattle? They build needles like that. And they have the whips. They put them into what? Labor camps. And they work them to death. Hey, you lazy buff, work! Oh, hey! And they keep working them until they die. They give them very little food. And they keep working them, shifts, 8 hours, day and night, until they die. And when they die, they bring more and more. And then the one who showed the children of Israel the worst kind of treatment that showed the children of Israel a really, really hard time was one special Pharaoh. With one special who, what? Pharaoh. I'm not sure what is his name. But let's call him the Pharaoh R. The Pharaoh what? R. We're going to call him from now on the Pharaoh what? R. So the Pharaoh R was so arrogant. When the Pharaoh R was born, it was a disastrous day. He was brought into life as a spoiled brat. Since he was young, people bowed down to him. And then, at the age of 16, he found himself the Pharaoh for the whole entire what? Egypt. And Egypt was the strongest country at that time. At that time, what was the strongest country?
Egypt.
And what was the country that has the most technology? Egypt. He suddenly, at the age of 16, he was the king of the Pharaoh of Egypt. So he said, he started thinking highly of himself. And he got crazy about his greatness. He got what?
Crazy
about greatness. What happens to you when you get crazy about your greatness? You think of yourself as the what? Huh? God. He first started by saying, guys, you know these statues and pictures you're worshipping? Yes. He says, these are gods, and I am one of them. So that was the beginning. The beginning, he said, I am one of those gods, and you guys, when you bow down to these gods, you go bow down to Ra, Raab, and then Hoon, and then Amun. When you bow down to them, when it's my turn, you come back and bow down to who? To me as well. Then, when people started listening and bowing down to him, when he was still a teenager, he got also more crazy about his greatness. So by the age of 20, he started claiming that, you guys, I found out new things. What are the new things? He said, I am the boss of all these gods. I am the what? All these gods, I am the what? Biggest one. I am the highest god in this whole universe. I am the what? Highest god. And he ordered the soldiers to go and let the children of Israel build more and more high monuments. Higher and higher monuments. And he was crazy about getting what? High buildings. So he said, build space needles. Oh, this space needle is not tall enough? Work the children of Israel to death. Let them build the taller one. I want when I... And he goes and sits on the top like that. And then he said, hey, you people of Egypt, who is the highest god around here? Who is the highest god? Your majesty. Okay. You know why would he go that high? He would say, I am the highest. I am the what? I am the highest god. So the reason he would build higher and higher monuments, so when he sits on them, he said, you guys, you see any other god who's higher than me?
Okay.
I am the
highest
god. No other god is higher than me. And
okay.
Yeah. He will treat the children of Israel much worse than anybody, any other Pharaoh ever treated the children of Israel. And the children of Israel became so much miserable. So much what? Miserable. And they started really crying so badly to Allah. Crying badly. Ya Allah, save us. Ya Allah, save us. Save us. Ya Allah, save us. The Pharaoh is abusing us. The Pharaoh. Ya Allah, save us. Ya Allah, save us.
2, 5, 7.
That was before Islam. That was before Islam comes to Egypt. That was like 3,000 years.
Where are you coming from? Which area?
Oh, Yusuf was trying to get them started out of this nonsense. Not so many people listen to him. I want a vote here. Should we continue the story of Prophet Musa? Or should we attack the ice cream?
Attack the ice cream!
Yeah, go attack
the ice cream.
Oh, there's nothing in the freezer?
It's about 10 minutes from Ebor.
Ah, we have snacks!
Because you go all the way, you pass Yerba Buena, you pass Forest Work, and then after you pass Forest Work, after you pass those kind of ranches, on the left-hand side, there's a big development called California Oak Creek. Okay? On the left side. Yeah, you enter the Grand Oak. If you can find it on the map, you'll see. Okay, that's fine. Cool.